Diligent people do what no one else is willing to do when no one else is willing to do it. We are short timers on this earth. The Bible says that our lives are but a breath and a fleeting vapor. God is not mocked. Whatever a man sows, therefore shall he also reap. That which is done in this life will be rewarded in the afterlife. Be relentlessly diligent in the work of God. Do hard kingdom work when others would lounge. Solomon writes, if you are slack in the day of distress, your strength is limited. Now here is a little modern transliteration. I call it the JRV, the Josh Revised Version. If in the day of distress you take a vacay, friend, you are cray cray. Now, don't lay down during hard times. There is always an excuse why not working hard is more appealing. Excuses abound. Too hard, too scary, a lion is in the street, I might be hit by a Mack truck, I could burn out, I'm old. Excuses abound. Please understand, I'm not suggesting a relentless and unsustainable pace. There is no wisdom in overworking one's self. I am a strong advocate for naps, trust me, resting, pace, Sabbath. And yet when we're on, let's be fully on. When we are off, let's be fully off. If we are diligent when we work, this allows us the freedom of utterly unplugging without a care in the world. Proverbs 12:27 reads, a slothful man does not roast his prey, but the precious possession of a man is diligence. Hear me out. Good things take time. The best meat is slow cooked and patiently seasoned. A slothful man rapidly cooks an expensive piece of meat in the microwave and has a pathetically lesser version. The right now mentality defeats the best possible outcomes. Diligence is a precious possession, and the taste of roasted meat is certainly worthy of the weight and the labor. Now, I was at a national conference and I heard a frustrated senior pastor say, I hate it when I see a staff member operating under the what is the least I can do mentality. This is not the heart of diligence. The scriptures admonish us, do your work as unto the Lord. Drive and work ethic will win us favor on here in this life on earth and in the life to come. Listen, man, I want to make the most of my time and make much of the talents given to me by God. On that great and awesome day, I want to hand the Lord a great return on the talents he entrusted to me. I don't want to shrink away knowing that I slacked and wasted my talent. Answer these little small creatures. You don't have to be big and smart, and you don't have to be faster overly talented. Ants just keep moving. Ants keep stockpiling. Ants diligently amass storehouses of supply when others are slacking. Listen carefully. Hard work beats talent when talent stops working hard. The hardworking, diligent person will surpass their more talented peers, not through superiority or strength, but through consistency. Brick after brick, beam after beam, the diligent will have unknowingly built a strong citadel. Hard work beats talent when talent stops working hard. Diligently get moving and diligently keep moving. It is consistency. You will be surprised what you can accomplish with the Lord in your one and only life.